Leo's insights are presented to challenge, inform, and encourage you in your quest to break free from school-based approaches to education. Building upon a foundation of unschooling, we sincerely hope these insights help you to consider how education can be truly unlimited.
As modern schools became bastions of compliance for secular ideology, the home education movement in Alberta grew. Wanting to preserve their faith from erosion, many parents chose to escape schooling, entrusting dedicated home education providers to support their programs, as parents believed these providers held a common objective of faith in God. However, with home education being funded in Alberta, the character of home education began to transform from being more of an industry than a ministry, as nearly every school began providing for home education with the intent of increasing cash flow. Along with the increasing number of home education providers came the natural advancement of public curriculum. Taking advantage of parental ignorance and its associated fears, the normalization of secular programming started to win the day as many of the formerly dedicated faith-based providers began to offer government programs. The two primary motivations for doing so should be obvious. The first is that attracting students who believe in the need for government programming meant more students, which means more money. The second reason, which often escapes parental notice, is that increasing public programming results in increasing funding. It is by far in the best financial interest of schools to provide increasing amounts of secular public programming. Knowing this should cause us to question why the government would fund its secular programming at a higher level than traditional Christian programming. The answer should be obvious. It is the advancement of secular ideology in direct opposition to faith-based programming. Exposing that schools have always had a hidden agenda of compliance towards something, and that modern-day schools aim to instill compliance within a godless secular society, begs us to question why any home education board or parent would want to bring that ideology home. If parents are keeping their children home to assure compliance with God's will, why would any believer, whether board or school, want to use curricular programs in direct opposition to that goal? With the advent of the normalization of school programs in the home education movement became corrupted by its own money-driven motivation and drifted into advancing another form of compliance, that of normalizing, accepting, even Christianizing public secular programs in opposition to advancing parental authority and freedom. Parents need to beware of being drawn in the opposite direction of their original motivation of obeying God.
We trust you were blessed by today's presentation. For more helpful information to guide you in your home education journey, please visit educationunlimited.ca and leogomal.com. Be sure to like us and share us on Facebook.